From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. In the wake of the high school shooting that killed 17 people, Parkland, Florida community members took part in a demonstration Sunday. Augustin Hernandez is a 17-year-old student and attends a nearby school. He commented on last week's shooting.
This could have happened at any school, you know.
Right across from that rally, community members placed flowers and candles at a shrine in honor of the victims of the shooting. Survivors of last week's Florida high school massacre have announced a march on Washington and other major U.S. cities next month to demand tangible action so to prevent future school shootings. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says evidence of Russia tampering in the 2016 presidential campaign was clear-cut after indictments were levied against 13 Russian individuals and three Russian companies Friday.
And as you can see with the FBI indictment, the evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
President Donald Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been widely successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it has spawned. France reaffirmed its commitment to the Iran nuclear deal Monday, saying it wanted the deal to be strictly implemented and was continuing talks with its European and U.S. partners on the program. The foreign ministry said France was concerned about Iran's ballistic missile program and its activities in the region, mentioning its support for the Houthi rebels in Yemen, but making no mention of its role in Syria. This is VOA News. South Africa's opposition criticized new president Cyril Ramaphosa's first State of the Nation address, questioning whether the new president has a concrete plan to address the nation's many challenges. Democratic Alliance leader Mamusi Mamane challenged Ramaphosa to make good on his promises.
By start removing ministers who have already shown themselves to be compromised.
Ramaphosa will have a chance to tackle the criticism he faced on Tuesday when he appears in Parliament to address and refute points raised in Monday's parliamentary session. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Sunday that he is intent on keeping the channels of communication open with North Korea and is listening for an indication that the Kim Jong-un government is ready to talk. Last week, Tillerson said that North Korea knew what had to be on the table for discussions to take place.
It's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way, a meaningful way.
The shift in tone coming from the Trump administration toward supporting unconditional exploratory talks with Pyongyang has come in response to the Olympic detente negotiated by South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Maldives President Abdullah Yaminan on Monday sought parliamentary approval to extend a state of emergency for 30 days in the Indian Ocean archipelago. Parliament's Deputy Secretary General told a legislator that the situation had not changed. Yameen imposed the state of emergency on February 6 for 15 days, having defied a Supreme Court ruling after it quashed convictions against nine opposition leaders and ordered the government to release those held in prison. The state of emergency was to end Tuesday. Iran's Press TV is reporting that search and rescue teams have reached the site of the plane crash that killed all 65 passengers aboard it. Julian Satterthwaite has more.
One day after a fatal airline crash in central Iran, the wreckage has finally been found. Iranian state TV say the debris was located near Dengezlu city in the province of Isfahan. The rescue search had been hampered by bad weather conditions in this mountainous region, making access to local towns increasingly difficult. The cause of the accident is not yet known. Iran has suffered several plane crashes in the past few decades. Tehran says U.S. sanctions prevented it from importing new aircraft or spare parts.
That's reporter Julian Satterthwaite. The United States will play for a gold medal in women's hockey for the third straight Olympics. Four-time defending champion Canada will be waiting for them. The Americans had a 5-0 victory over Finland in the semifinals, a score that Canada matched against the Russians later Monday to set up the gold medal showdown between the two premier women's hockey powers. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.